This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1969, recorded on Thursday, the 27th of July, 2017. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Following this recording, you will find the latest edition of Let's Talk. Here to introduce it is Alison Aplin.
Yes, on this month's Chatterbox Let's Talk, we hear from our regular team of readers, along with David Clayton reminiscing about pirate radio, and Neil Haverson telling us about his lawn mowing misadventures. Susie Quattro makes an appearance, and we'll hear about a new exhibition at Norwich Castle about Norfolk's own Horatio Nelson. So stay tuned after this edition of Chatterbox.
Also this week, we have the latest edition of What's On, brought to us by Margaret Thompson. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by Alison Aplin and Don Cleaver. This week we welcome a new listener from Ashill, Mr. Brian Sammons, and also the residents of Broadland View Care Home in Thorpe St. Andrew. We hope you all enjoy the weekly Chatterbox and our other recordings. In part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news and letters from this week's evening news, we will have a feature about future plans for Wensum River. And in part two, we will hear again from Derek James, who has been reading a new book about Norwich history. But we start with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
There's recently been a crackdown on antisocial behaviour and street begging in Norwich. Our first two stories cover this, and we'll hear later from some Norwich residents on their reactions. And beggars are not the only cause of worry to local residents. Instead of pigeons, it's seagulls that are breeding like rabbits in the city. And again, we'll hear this has led to reader response. For the blind and partially sighted, another cause of distress can be advertising boards, especially the A boards near the Norwich Market that obstruct the footpath and can easily be tripped over. These again are controversial. But to start with, let's hear about the crackdown on begging.
A police crackdown on antisocial behaviour and aggressive street begging in Norwich city centre has seen two notices to leave the city issued. Officers have been out in force as part of Operation Warmington, which was launched last October, but has been ramped up during the summer holidays. Over Saturday and Sunday, two of the notices, known as Section 35 directions to leave, were issued, which police can use to eject people from the inner ring road for up to 48 hours. Those who ignore or breach the notice can face arrest. Warnings do not apply between 7:30 and 9 p.m, which allows people to use soup kitchens in the city. The previous weekend, 10 notices were issued, and Sergeant Mark Shepherd said the difference could in part be put down to this weekend's changeable weather. He said, "We can assure the public that we are continuing this push throughout the summer holidays, targeting the antisocial behaviour that can happen in the city centre." He said the notices could be triggered by behaviour, including street drinking, prostitution and aggressive begging, and that feedback so far from businesses and members of the public had been positive. Aggressive street begging has become a police priority after a Safer Neighbourhood Team vote saw 40% of respondents in East Norwich identify it as an issue.
The chief executive of a social enterprise has urged the police to work with services available for society's most vulnerable as officers crack down on aggressive begging and antisocial behaviour in Norwich city centre. As we've just heard, Norfolk Police's Operation Warmington began last October and has been ramped up in recent weeks as officers reported some places had become no-go areas. And those found to be causing trouble at sites such as Haymarket have been issued with notices ordering them to leave the city centre. More than 100 of the warnings have been handed out since the operation began. Now, Matt Townsend, the new chief executive of the Norwich-based social enterprise The Feed, has highlighted the need to give people a way to make money without begging in a bid to tackle the problem once and for all. The Feed runs a catering academy which helps people who have been homeless to get into long-term paid employment. Mr. Townsend said, "We're based in the Norwich Lanes and have a stall in Norwich Market, so we see begging every day. It's important the authorities support long-term solutions such as The Feed, which gives people a skill so that they shouldn't ever need to return to the streets. Giving people pride and a way to make money without begging is key." Police officers have been keen to highlight that when people are given notices to leave, known as Section 35 notices, they are still able to access help such as soup kitchens and health services.
They are the new pigeon. Seagull numbers treble in Norwich and experts warn that there is no solution. With the number of urban gulls in Norwich tripling over the last 5 years, bird experts have warned there is no solution. Coastal gulls are in steady decline as the birds migrate inland in search of easy pickings, with urban hubs littered with ready-made meals on pavements or in bins and skips. According to Dr. Ian Barr, senior lecturer in ecology at the University of East Anglia, they are the new pigeon. With a few successful breeding grounds in Norwich, including the rooftops of industrial estates around Boundary Road and Vulcan Road in the Helsden area, Dr. Barr said they are seizing an opportunity after being displaced from natural habitats like Orford Ness in Suffolk. Now we have got the city birds breeding like mad, and they can live for more than 30 years, he said. They get aggressive when they have chicks, generally in the late spring and early summer.
From next month, city centre businesses who use advertising boards must be insured for up to £5 million for public liability under new regulations. In September 2016, Norwich City Council approved new restrictions on A-boards after what they called a proliferation across the city. And last week, businesses across the city were sent letters informing them the regulations will be coming into force this August. They will limit the number of A-boards any business can put out while attempting to ensure that they're not in a hazardous position. A survey by the RNIB has previously revealed particular areas of concern, including Gentleman's Walk, Norwich Market, Guildhall Hill, the Norwich Lanes and London Street. And in 2015, the Norwich Society said the number, size and positioning of the A-boards were cluttering Norwich's fine city status. City Council officers will be patrolling the streets to enforce the policy, which stipulate each business can have only one A-board per frontage and a 1.2 metre width on the pavement for pedestrians to pass.